The AUKUS agreement is coming under renewed criticism and scrutiny. This weekend, opponents of the deal were given some fresh ammunition when it was announced Australia would purchase 3 second-hand submarines from the US instead of 2 old ones and a brand new one. Defence Minister Richard Marles has defended the move.
What we will have here is a much simpler pathway. It will mean that the Virginia-class submarines that we are acquiring will all be of the same type. And I cannot overstate the significance of that, both in terms of the submariners who are operating them, but also the people who are working on them to sustain those submarines. Chasing simplicity is at the heart of why we have pursued this.
That's not convinced critics like Greens leader Larissa Waters.
This is a deal that is not in Australia's best interests, and we've seen the wheels falling off in the last few days.
But first, let's zoom back a little to explain what the AUKUS agreement is. AUKUS is a trilateral security pact between Australia, the UK and the US that was signed in 2021. It's the biggest defence project in Australian history. It's estimated it could cost north of $350 billion. It'll see Australia get nuclear-powered submarines to enhance its defence capabilities. That's where the US subs come in. The first phase of the plan will see Australia acquire 3 of these in the 2030s, and we now know it'll only be second-hand boats. There was already a lot of scepticism about the plan, and an influential Labor MP has now added his voice to the doubters. Ed Husic is calling into question the future of the pact.
This deal has changed, and as a result, we need to recognise, is there anything that is going to improve this outcome or alter it? I don't think so.
AUKUS has the support of both Labor and the Coalition, but Shadow Defence Minister James Paterson reckons Labor's floundering. He says the PM, Anthony Albanese, and the Defence Minister should shut down dissent in their ranks.
Richard Marles needs to show leadership. He needs to haul Ed Husic into line and demonstrate that the Labor government is 100% behind AUKUS and will deliver it on time and on budget as promised.
To make matters worse for the government, a community-led public inquiry into AUKUS has been launched this week. The nationwide probe will hold public hearings to scrutinise the agreement. Spearheading the inquiry as lead commissioner is Peter Garrett, the Midnight Oil lead singer, longtime activist and former Labor Environment Minister. He's encouraging people to make submissions.
There are significant questions as to whether AUKUS will make us safe and really, really big issues around the cost.
Independent MP Andrew Wilkie is a former military officer, an AUKUS sceptic, and he's supporting the inquiry. He says successive governments' claims that nuclear submarines will keep us safe haven't been properly interrogated, and that's what the probe intends to do.
This is the largest defence project in Australian history, but yet it was foisted upon the community with no warning, no consultation, there was no socialising of the idea, the proposal was never taken to an election. It just appeared out of nowhere. And from that point to now, it's been shrouded in secrecy.
The independent inquiry will deliver a final report by the end of October.